So you feel like you were able to kind of lock into that touring groove, and it wasn't too demanding for you?
Oh, I love being on the road.
Oh, really?
I actually have more trouble adjusting to not being on the road than by being on the road. I get
Really?
homesick like anybody probably would, but I really enjoy what I do, and I like to visit new places and meet new people, and I have pretty much the best job ever, so I don't mind, and I know that at the end I will go home and see my family. So
Oh, that's good. You sound like you're a natural performer then.
yeah, well, when I was on the road on a bus, like, there was nothing like falling asleep to the sound of the tires humming and everything in your little bunk, and I would just pass right out.
And from what I hear, this isn't your first tour then. You've done this a few times.
Yeah, I've actually technically my first tour ever was the American Idol tour, and I was on the road for about 3 months, which actually felt like a very short period of time, but I'm always moving around, and I consider that being on tour because I've been doing my little radio runs and stuff, and I'm just constantly in the car, constantly going, new place every day. There are times where I forget where I am, which is kind of funny, but I'm so used to just bouncing around, and it's a lot of fun for me.
Oh, I bet. It sounds like a lot of fun. So something like the American Idol tour, is that different from any other type of tour you've been on or going, touring independently? How is that experience different?
Well, I would say the American Idol tour was different because there were a lot of people behind the scenes doing stuff, whereas now I'm kind of on my own and I have a smaller team. Like, I have my manager, I have my radio guy. There might be a couple other people pulling the strings, but on American Idol, it was a full-blown production with, we had the tracks, we had the rigs, we had all the roadies who would set it up and make the show possible for every day in this new place, and we had the buses and the trucks, and I guess it's just different on a different scale.
How does that work? Do they just kind of hand you your own team, your own production team, managers, everything like that?
Well, on Idol, they have all the people who work with, at that time it was 19 Entertainment. So they set it all up and it's just a big production. They roll the trucks out and, like, really all I had to do at that point was sing and play my guitar. And I really, really liked it because I don't like changing my strings. And I had somebody to do that for me. But I enjoyed every minute of it because now I gotta change all my dang strings again by myself.
You had a taste of the good life there.
Yeah, it's
That's
the little things.
great. That's really good. Okay, so this last tour you were just on, maybe I should be asking your manager for this then, but can you name off some of the places you were just at, some of the towns you've gone through?
So I think the biggest, most notable one right now, because it was my first international show, was when I went to the Maldives around October for my birthday. I actually played four shows out there, and it was awesome. I didn't want to leave.
Oh, yeah.
And I've played several gigs in Los Angeles, Bar Lubitsch out there on, I feel like it's Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. So I'm all over the place. I play a couple gigs. I did a benefit for Hurricane Harvey out in Houston at Big Texas in spring. So, and then I just wrapped that radio run, and I did one earlier this year that was in Chattanooga, Nashville, Georgia.
And the I've seen you've done a lot of benefit concerts and opening for different benefit runs and walks, and there's a lot of artists who just aren't doing that kind of stuff right now. That seems to be a theme for you.
Well, as far as the benefits and stuff, I've just kind of always been that way. Like, it was either last year or the year before. Like, I like to volunteer. I've fed homeless people on, like, Christmas Eve before. And I like to do the Toys for Tots shows and do them last minute because, you typically book 3, 4, even more months out. So if I don't have a gig that day, why wouldn't I do it? And it's going to help people. And then, like, earlier in October, late October, after the whole thing in Vegas, that shook me up so bad that part of my healing process and just me wanting to help somehow was to do a benefit show when I got back out in LA. So I did that. But it's just, over time, it's just kind of become a part of who I am as an artist. I just like to do those things and I like to help because I feel like music is a tool and why wouldn't I use it for that?